Welcome to Dunamis Hub. Dunamis Hub is an apostolic movement to take over the media sphere of influence and set men on fire for God. We bring to you anointed messages, power-packed articles, prophetic chants, soaking worship, and lots more. Connect with us with Dunamis Hub via all social media platforms. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. I just whispered to your pastor. I said, "Pastor, you flatter me all the time. Seems I'll apply to be a member of this church. Let me just know the procedures and then I'll go through it." Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, House on the Rock, by extension. Thank you again, Dr. Luca. Hallelujah. My time here will be very brief, but I believe that it will be life transforming. Let's hold hands together as we just pray and ask the Lord to give us the word that will lift, will bless, will change. Please make sure you're praying. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Please pray from the depth of your heart. We're going straight to the word. And I believe in the name that is above all names, that this word will turn our lives around. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. We'll see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love.
Holy, holy, holy.
Let's pray the prayer now. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Lift your hands, lift your voices, and let's cry to the God of heaven.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
We want to see
you. I want to see you.
God, we pray that this night will truly be an encounter. Every moment with you must be life transforming. Tonight we have gathered here men and women of God who continue to carry the gospel around this city. We have here veterans of business. We have individuals who are just here to love you, to know you more. I pray that every single one of us would leave here satisfied, would leave here imparted, in the name of Jesus. Please be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm teaching tonight on the secret place. I believe that it is important for believers, it is important for a territory, and it is important for a generation to understand not only how to know God, but how to access power with God. Because of the way and manner, by the grace of God, that He has walked and continues to walk through my life, every time I have the opportunity to meet with people, usually the questions that they would ask me would be centered around the matters of the anointing. They would want to know what does it take to be mightily used by God? What does it take to really host God? What does it take to carry the anointing? What does it take to access power with God? Please, I want you to pay attention. I'm sure you will be glad you came for this meeting tonight. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And as a student of revival and a student of the move of God, I've read a lot of books, believe me, without exaggeration. Every book I find that has to do with the move of God, the power of God, the workings of the Spirit, I would have it and learn and learn. And I found out that over time, many believers continue to read these books and even attend lots of meetings, but they never seem to get the vital ingredients. Please pay attention. The vital ingredients that can really bring a man to a point where you will have power with God for a generation, not for an assembly, not for a family. Power with God for a generation. Maybe I should start by letting us know that there are different levels. We're not talking about this, but I just want to. There are different levels of the anointing. There is the anointing that comes upon you as a believer by reason of your being grafted into Christ through the experience that we know theologically as the new birth. Are we together? If you are with me, please say amen. That means that every time I am translated from the kingdom of darkness according to scripture to the kingdom of His dear Son, there is an unction, there is a measure of grace that I can carry, a measure of the anointing. Number two, there is the anointing that comes upon your life by reason of the office that you occupy, ministerially speaking. He gave gifts to men. The gifts are not talents. The gifts are men to men. Are we together? And that every time God would call a man to represent Him in any dimension at all, there is a measure, an allocation of grace that comes not by reason of the man. The anointing does not come because of the man. The anointing comes because of the office and only leaves when the office is no more. The anointing has nothing necessarily to do with the spiritual health of the man. The anointing is there in honor of the office. Are we together? Then there is another dimension of the anointing that can come upon a man, not just because you are a believer in Christ, not just because you are called to serve in an office, but by reason of your ability to have discerned the current move of God. It is a reward for sustaining the ability in the spirit to know what God is doing in the now, and then to bend through the sacrifice of alignment to be available. So it is possible to find two prophets, two apostles, two pastors, two teachers, and all of them called into that office. But there is an advantage upon one by reason of the ability to discern what God is doing. The move of God and the current dealings of God has the grace that wait for alignment to rest upon those who can discern and know what God is doing at the moment. So it is possible to find a man who has not backslidden but does not carry the grace for what God is doing now. You can meet the man and be blessed generally as far as his office is concerned, but you will find out that he may not sustain the ability to respond to you with respect to what God is doing. It is very difficult to walk in these three anointings at the same time, because the flexibility in the spirit that will be required, the dynamism around navigating the move of God, the ability to know that God is done with a level and sustain the humility to switch regardless of how controversial you will look, is the reason why many people may not be able to switch. And truly, I tell you, every time I see a man of God and I see a ministry that is flexible enough to understand the dealings of God, I have great regard for them. Your pastor truly being one of them. Hallelujah. And so I saw the need to contribute according to the measure of grace to really help the body of Christ understand the sequence, the protocol. What must a man do to really access power with God? And if you lend me your attention for the next 2 minutes, you will be surprised. Or the next few minutes, really. Hallelujah. I'm hearing in my spirit, a prophet is born. A prophet is born. A prophet is born. Just allow me to do my thing. A prophet is born. When God speaks like this, there is a grace that is searching. A prophet is born. 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 Shabbat Skabaratuskiada. Rigo Shelibra Haskibadashiala. Mandela Subratiskalatushebratia. Prophet is born. We stir up the wells in the spirit. In the name of Jesus. Baraka Adonai. By wisdom, O God, heaven's gates open up. With understanding, you order the season. Creating day and night, turning darkness into light. Arranging the stars to your pleasing. Blessed are you. Jacob said, this is the house of God. And he called it the house of God because there is a gate that leads to the throne. The condition for a place to be called a house of God is that there must be a gate from that place that touches the throne. Psalm 139, please. Psalm 139. Please, can you look for strings for me, Mike? Please, strings, strings. Psalm 139 and verse 7. I apologize for my unconventional way of just approaching this. Thank you. Thank you very much. Please be sensitive. What I'm teaching is very deep tonight. I truly believe it will contribute to our spiritual lives. And while I teach, as the Holy Spirit begins to impart, just help guide the people so they don't injure themselves while they listen. Hallelujah. 139 from verse 7. Psalms 139. It says, whither shall I go from your presence? The psalmist. Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? We're reading to verse 12. It says, if I ascend up to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Verse 9. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. 11. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. It says, yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day, and the darkness and the light are both alike to thee. That means that the psalmist is bringing us to a realization that there is a dimension of God where nothing hides before him. The heavens, the earth, light and darkness mean nothing to him. Are we together now? So we establish from this scripture that God is everywhere. Please say, God is everywhere. But God does not meet people everywhere. Please listen. This is a spiritual technology that many believers do not know. It has nothing to do with the Old and the New Testament. God does not meet people everywhere. Knowing God is atmosphere dependent. Everywhere cannot be conducive for an encounter. No businessman will meet with someone to discuss matters of destiny by the roadside. They usually will labor to create and initiate an atmosphere. Look at the arrangement that happened between Trump and the North Korean leader just to have a discussion that had the capacity to alter a destiny. God is everywhere, hear me, but he does not meet with men everywhere. The secret place is one of the mysteries behind the unusual dimension of the life, the power, and the glory of God upon a man. The awareness that although he is everywhere, when it has to do with intimacy, there has to be an understanding that God is very, very, very meticulous about the atmosphere that invites him. Hallelujah. I have learned in my experience that the secret place is one of the deep mysteries behind the continuity of a man's Christian experience, the efficiency, the impact, the consistency. It is impossible for a man to sustainably carry the presence, the light, the power, the relevance of the Spirit across the length of a generation without an understanding of the secret place. You may know how to preach. You may even be anointed. It is not enough to last. Being called is not a guarantee that you will finish strong. Having a flourishing ministry is not a guarantee that you will continually be used. Being used yesterday does not guarantee that you will be used today. Every day has its requirements, and you must qualify to be used. That you were used in the move of God yesterday will not necessarily mean that you will be used tomorrow. A secret place is a mystery I learned early in life by the grace of God, and it's been one of the secrets behind the sustaining power of God. Pastor, I have seen preachers sincerely, and I say this with not with any sense of sarcasm. I love the body of Christ. But you can see a man, freshness is discernible. You can discern freshness. You will not necessarily have to be new, but you must be fresh. You can know that a man has not backslidden, but he stopped growing a long time ago. You don't have to backslide to know there is a problem. There is a problem when you stop where you are. Praise the Lord. Freshness. The freshness that comes with the word. I'm not just talking about the theological accuracy. I'm not just talking of the linguistic prowess. These things are wonderful, but none of this in themselves will replace genuine freshness, the product of his presence upon you. You can fake power, but never his presence. There are many people who are not fresh. It is easy to download messages. It is easy to just attend a seminar with a buffet of intelligent preachers and fish new revelations here and there from everyone. Conjure them together to become a series. It will never replace freshness. That which I show you tonight is a big secret that many people do not know. Being a prayer warrior does not mean you have a secret place. No, sir. Being a fasting giant does not mean you have a secret place. There is a realm where men must meet God to truly contact power. Hallelujah. This message is especially important for those of us who are in the work of the ministry. Because the truth is that the more you rise, you do not have the luxury of time again. And it takes time to know God. It takes time to grow. It takes time to build the kind of capacity and power that can cause you to be trusted with the destiny of a generation. And we, by the reason and the nature of our work, may not have that ability, the luxury of time. And there must be a discipline applied in your life to be able to master the mystery of the secret place. Psalm 91, verse 1. Psalm 91, verse 1. Please read with me. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Please keep it there. The secret place is not a place where we visit and dwell corporately. There is no husband and wife in the secret place. There is no pastor and members in the secret place. There is no man of God alongside his congregation. It is only he and God. The secret place is not a place where you go corporately. No, sir. The secret place is not the place where you go as a congregation or as a couple or as a family. You can have a corporate visitation like we're having now, but the secret place is akin to a place of intimacy between a man and his wife. It is unlawful to be invited into that environment because it is the place of intimacy. An exchange is about to happen in the place of intimacy. I show you why many believers are weak. It is because they have not learned the system of exchanging their weakness for the strength that only comes from the secret place. I will share with you a few things and then we'll pray. Is it all right if we pray? It's a midweek service, so we pray. I can look at your life and by discernment know the level and the quality and the health of your secret place. There are indices that I can see in your life that are attestations whether or not you are one who knows God. You can't fake the secret place. No, the same way you see a fresh student in a university, no matter how matured he tries to look, something will betray him. You will know this guy just got admission. That is the same way you can see a person and know, although you are a man of God, although you are popular maybe, although you preach well, but I do not see the signs. There are signs that are attestations. A man approved of God. There are signs. There are signatures that must be around your life. When a president is passing, there are signs you are looking for. And then you say, this is true. He's the one. When an armed robber is knocking, there are signs you look for. When a child is playing, there are signs you look for. There are signs that must be around your life to show that you are a man and a woman of the secret place. Can we discuss a few of them? Number one, brokenness. Genuine brokenness. The first sign that is an attestation of a healthy secret place is not anointing. Listen, not anointing, in order of priority, brokenness. The degree to which I see death walk in you is proof to me that you have met God. There are things God cannot allow to go back with you when you meet him. No, I can know you have met God by the damage that I see in your flesh. There has to be something about that encounter. I don't need to look at your spirit to know whether you met God. I need to look at your flesh. If your flesh still stands and gains ascendance, it's not God you met. Not the God of the Bible. Not the God of the Hebrews. Not the God that will bring flesh down to the place of nothingness. Genuine brokenness. Not power. Not a ministry. Not a sermon. Not revelation. Not impartation. I look at your life and the first sign of a healthy secret place is brokenness. Psalms 51 and verse 17. Shalis kabrahaskoda balakatushki abrandakata. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Listen, let me tell you something about the strength of God. The strength of God never comes to strong people. It searches for weakness. When it comes and finds you strong, it goes back and wait until the day your strength disappoints you. Then your weakness calls it to come. Listen very carefully. Brokenness is proof of humility. Let me tell you what brokenness is. David is a man whose life continues to inspire me. I know why God loved David. David would go to God in the secret place and say, Lord, search my heart. Try my thoughts. Vet them. Create a system of vetting my motives. And if for any reason you find anything there that is not you, I allow you to do as you please with it. Brokenness. I tell you why people are up today and down tomorrow. And I don't mean to be sarcastic. But brokenness. When you see a man become proud, become pompous, becomes dishonoring and careless with your life, is proof of the absence of the secret place for a long time. When you get into the secret place, you don't go there as a man of God. You go, no. You go there and allow the Lord of hosts. There is a name he is called. And his light begins to pass through the darkness of your heart. And not to condemn you, But you know you have met him when there is a list of the things that must change and the things that must die. Oh, I see that you're a man of God, but the last 2 weeks, my verdict is that lust is beginning to grow in you and something must be done. This has nothing to do with backsliding. It is a system by which men reign and last and remain relevant in a generation. I see your life, and since the prophetic grace came upon you, God says, there's pride, and so I need to reveal it here. I notice because of the persecution coming, there's offense growing, and the list is there. And he brings you to a point where he says, what do we do about it? And you get down on your knees and say, Lord, who can help himself when the God of heaven does not help him? So while men clap for you outside, you are there securing your future through brokenness. Show me a broken man and I tell you someone who Satan cannot do anything about again. Every evil thrives on pride. It is difficult for God to ignore a broken man. Listen to me. Failure does not produce failure. Failure is the mother that gives birth to success. It is success that produces failure. Be careful when things begin to work, because that is when you really fail. When the ministry is growing, when the grace is speaking, when the influence is multiplying, when the applauds are coming, death is by the corner. Weakness is by the corner. The temptation of great men is to fall down. When Satan took Jesus to a holy mountain, his temptation was fall down. After all, angels will hold you. The temptation of the great is to be careless and fall. Please hear what I teach you tonight. This is the voice of the Spirit. So that you do not abort that which God is desiring to do in your life. It's not enough to be available. You must be usable. Because there are vessels that are unto honor. And there are vessels that are unto dishonor. The condition is not fasting. If a man will purge himself, then that man will be a vessel unto honor, meet for the master's use. Brokenness. When I go before the Lord, I don't go as Apostle Joshua Selman, the great man that everybody is talking about, the miracle worker, the one with the spirit of revelation. No. When I go before the Lord, I say, Lord, your son and your child is here, full of my ignorance and foolishness. Except your mercy speaks upon me, I don't trust myself. I don't know what my vulnerabilities are. I've not gone far enough to know what I can do. There are realms I've not entered. And before I disappoint myself, let me come to the God with the all-seeing eye. Brokenness. Let me show you how great people last in this kingdom. You go to God as a colleague. You go to God as a man of God to receive one or two instructions, you will never rise. Every time people begin to applaud me and say these wonderful things, I appreciate them and I truly do. But when I'm alone, I say, my Father, I have come again. Let me tell you, it is harder to remain successful than it is to become successful. When a generation looks at you as the voice of God for that generation, it is a serious burden. Most people do not know the burden of greatness. It takes stamina to carry greatness. It takes more than desire. You must sustain the stamina. Because all hell is around you, waiting for something. Those who your greatness is killing their excuses are waiting and praying and hoping that you come down to justify that all men are the same. You need brokenness to remain. All kinds of prophecies in the air waiting for your weakness to confirm it. When I see great people do certain things, I get afraid even for them. Great greatness is a realm that you must be trained to stand there. It's a slippery path. There is a skill to remaining great. Takes more than desire. Brokenness. If you're a man of God here, please listen in the name of the Lord Jesus. Because the arsenals of darkness continue to loom across ministries and men of God. I've announced this again and again, that I saw a swarm of like bees. I saw this 2 years ago. Just arise and distribute themselves across the church. It will take men who understand brokenness to last in this season. You get to a point as a man of God where everything you do is considered a direction from God, including your mistakes. You will have to be honest with God to go back and say, Lord, you didn't tell me you wanted to heal. I did it out of the need to show myself. But thank you for covering my shame. I still return to repent. Although the meeting was powerful. Brokenness. Where you assess yourself in the light of purity and sincerity. And while people are saying that meeting was mighty, you say, Lord, you spoke about only one person. I prophesied to 90 people. You had no hand in it. You only honored your name in that meeting. I must still return and say, search my heart. Try my thoughts. The applauds of men are weapons of mass destruction. They can clap you to your grave. I say this especially to those of us who are upcoming, as God is helping us. Celebrate success, but do it with intelligence. Brokenness. The secret place is a place of brokenness. You cannot walk with God when you are complete. What then is his contribution in your life? So when he comes and meets a complete you, he breaks you so that the part of your weakness becomes where he comes into your life. God does not use complete people. So Jacob wants to be used by God. God says, Jacob, you are standing in the strength of yourself. I must do something to you that reminds you that without me you are not complete. And his thigh is touched. For many years I wondered why God would be so wicked to a man, to destabilize his structure and remove something out of his system that will make God the completion of that man's life. I continue to pray and ask the Lord to show me his mercy, that any door he will ever open in my life that will make me neglect my secret place, and I say it as I preach now, may that door never open in my life. Listen, you see, when you see God use a man, ask for the stories, not the results. Brokenness. My house is my altar. Every part of my house is an altar. It's a place where I cry before God. There are times I sleep on my knees crying to the God of heaven. You are the one who shows men mercy. Show your son mercy, O God. Too many people are depending on this grace. There is no room to fail. Show mercy from the abundance of your grace. There are realms you get to where you don't need to pray, give me tea and bread, because God would have solved it. Your cry will be the cry of brokenness. Take away pride. Take away lust. You don't sit down and say, I'm too big, I'm in my Jesus almost gave up at Gethsemane. And brokenness quickly brought him back. Nevertheless, not my will. Are we together? Let's hurry. Number two. The second token. I can know that you are a man of the secret place to the degree to which I see the riches of God's mercy upon your life. Let me teach you something about mercy tonight that will change your life. The mercy of God is something that people don't like to talk about, because every time you say mercy, usually people think that you are a fornicator or you are a thief or something. So most people don't like the idea of mercy as a way of trying to preserve. I'm not guilty of anything, so why should I need mercy? You will learn in this kingdom that mercy is the lifeline of the continuity of your relevance. Mercy has nothing to do with being a sinner. It's a system by which God vetoes and overlooks your weaknesses. It's a powerful system. Mercy. Psalm 86, please, and verse 5. And then we look at Lamentations chapter 3. It's all right if we do this as a Bible study. Psalm 86 and verse 5. Let's hurry up, please. It says, "For thou, O Lord, art good and ready to forgive." Help me, please. "And plenteous in mercy, not unto them that need it." Not unto them that need it. Your needing mercy does not bring mercy to you. You must be humble to cry for mercy. Notice in scripture, every time a man told God, "Have mercy," faith was not mentioned again. "Thou son of David, have mercy on me. I don't have an idea of what I need to do, but if you are there, help me." Let me tell you this. You will see two people make the same mistake, and one will pass as if Satan does not exist, and the other becomes a victim. I tell you, men know how to run to God to say, "Lord, I know that the Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love." Mercy is a language of champions, not sinners. You will need the mercy of God upon your life for as long as you live. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. Give us Lamentations chapter 3 and 22. Please know these scriptures as God is lifting you. These are arsenals that you will need for your continuity. That it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. There have been things in my life that I got that I cannot remember praying for. There are realms and dimensions I entered that I cannot exactly remember asking God for. I would not be foolish to receive the applause of men as though it were my making. I know his mercy. Above the mercy seat, below the cherubims, there I will meet with you. God meets with men at the place of mercy. It's one of the ways that God helped men. Let me tell you this. Fearful is a man who God directs his jealousy towards. You will wait for his fall and you will never see him fall, even if he was supposed to. Mercy is a dimension of God that is strangely mysterious. The ability to see and act like he did not see. Mercy. 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 That we can obtain mercy from the throne of grace. Let me show you a scripture. Psalm 25 and verse 6 and 7. Is God blessing someone tonight? Psalm 25, 6, 7. Please read with me. One to read. "Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old." 27. "Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake." Let me tell you sincerely, precious people of God, it is true that the soul that sinneth, it shall die. It is true that the throne of God is built upon righteousness and justice. The Bible says they are the foundations of his throne. God is a very powerful God. Knowing that his mercy will need to come in. You see, when God's mercy comes in, he uses his discretion and his sovereignty to be the basis of relating with man. It no longer is your faith. Now, understand what I said. Let me repeat myself. The mercy of God does not negate the reality of faith. Don't get me wrong. But I'm saying that the moment the mercy of God is invoked, the condition, the premise for his relating with you changes. It now becomes his prerogative, absolutely, having nothing to do with your being qualified or not. It's not a license for licentiousness. It is his system. These are tokens of advantage. God knows that it is impossible for a man in his lifetime to be flawless. It takes obeying God thoroughly to see all of him. And nobody sustains that ability in the flesh. And so he interjected tokens like mercy and favor as ways of correcting the limitations of men, so that in spite of you, you will still arrive. Listen, do you know why Satan cannot be forgiven? Because mercy only works in time. If you do not dwell in the realm of time, you are not a candidate of mercy. Hey. This is the reason why God, the angels that left their original estate, there is no record in scripture for a possibility that they will ever be restituted into the program of God. They are gone and gone for good. Lucifer inclusive. Are we together? That anyone who is not part of the program of God in time cannot experience his mercy. You will experience his justice, but not his mercy. Knowing the vulnerability of the men he seeks to use, he not only gave us mercy but programmed it in time to recycle every 24 hours. The same way he gave time. So the Bible says his mercies are new every morning. You can take advantage of mercy planted and programmed in time. That he showed you mercy yesterday, if it was not attached to time, then it can be that this is enough for you. But now, the mercy of yesterday has nothing to do with the mercy of tomorrow. It gives us an opportunity to continue to remedy for the default of our humanity again and again and again. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. It's a revelation that we must understand. One time, a man of God was sharing how that they were in a pastor's conference and Papa E. Adeboye was there, and they had a session where they needed to just pray, and everyone was praying, and he came to lie down close to the altar near the great father of faith so that he would hear how he was going to pray. And he said for over 2 hours, all he was saying was mercy, mercy Lord, mercy, mercy Lord. The younger ministers were shouting, God, this land must arrive. How much is meant? How much is this? Oh God, this building, this church. There is a realm you get to where you don't have prayer requests again. Your requests are useless when mercy is not there. The tray that will carry your greatness is called mercy. You will need the mercy of God to both stand and last. Mercy. Number three, I know you are a man of the secret place. When I see the depth of spiritual illumination, your access to light, the body of knowledge allocated for the victory of the saints can only be accessed, not just in a Bible study, generically speaking. You will need to truly stay with God in the secret place to access spiritual illumination. The king had a dream, forgot the dream, forgot the interpretation. And in the days of Daniel, they were about to kill everyone. And Daniel said, let the king not be so hasty. Just give us time. And then the Bible says that Daniel went, discussed with his friends, and stayed in the secret place to pray. And then the secret was revealed unto Daniel. There are things that will never come by any amount of study. There is a kind of knowledge that comes as a token. When his presence is living, the rub off of that light, you receive it as a mystery that will last for years. That was how Moses wrote Genesis, the five books, down to Deuteronomy. He was able to see what we know theologically as the back of God, to see eternity past. Listen to me. You don't get the spirit of revelation just by listening to messages and listening to men of God. That is wonderful. Don't get me wrong. The eye of the spirit is a reward. You must trust God for the grace to stay until you see. Listen. When Jesus resurrected, well, I'm rushing because we have to pray and time is not on our side. When Jesus resurrected, the Bible tells us, if you remember, that Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. Remember that other disciples had come to the tomb. They looked, but they didn't have the time to wait, so they did not see Jesus. But a woman came and looked and said, I'm not going. As she stayed there looking, suddenly two angels appeared and said, Madam, what are you looking at? When you stay and look, you will see. Yes, you will see. Yes, you will see. When you stay in the secret place, you will see. You will hear sounds that are not given for men to hear. You will see things. You will access the mysteries of God in dimensions that will surprise you. You would never get revelation by copying men. It can only help to prime your desire. You will need to have a track record of a genuine encounter with the light of God. It is only in your light that we see light. You cannot see when he does not light the path. Hallelujah. I don't know if this is the best time to share some of my encounters, but I remember after my encounter with the Lord Jesus, I started having strange moments where I would stay for hours just locking myself, and my Bible will be by the side of my bed or wherever, and I will wake up to find my Bible close to me, open to certain specific chapters. That was how the Holy Spirit began to teach me. I didn't invent how to study. Literally. And sometimes, like you know a fog, that fog will fill my room. And right there, it's as if you are downloading a software. Things I did not know, like prophecy. What meaneth these things? I never had the time to cram scriptures, as it were. I had a good background, but they didn't have that time. It was in one of these encounters that something happened to me. As soon as I pick the Bible, I can quote chapters and chapters and chapters and chapters, just like that. Now, you can do that and learn it like you do the Quran, but there is a genuine way, the light that comes from him. May that light this night, truly from God, rest upon someone's spiritual life. You see, sir, one of the things that I've learned, especially because of our appetite for knowledge, right now there seems to be an unwritten rule, especially in ministry. The vastness of your spiritual knowledge seems to be the basis of accreditation and respect and honor. And that pressure has pushed a lot of men to go online and just download anything. Once the information is cast, they believe is worthy of reception. So that in the dispensing of the information, then you would receive some honor as one who has done a good research. While that is wonderful, many have dabbled into all kinds of metaphysical Scientology activities of necromancy and mantra and all kinds of religions. You see all kinds of books in their PDF format, and our hunger without guidance will drive us to those things. We bring them down and find ourselves walking in possibilities that were not sponsored by the Spirit of God. Egypt was a place of intelligence. It was a place of knowledge. They were vast in their knowledge. So when Moses came and performed a sign, they already had in their archives a formula to reproduce the same result. That's why the Bible says, I have many things to tell you, but ye cannot bear them now. It says, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. There is a body of information that is healthy for your growth and relevance, and it is within the office of the Spirit of God to guide you into that body of truth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is lack of genuine illumination that is responsible for the doctrinal confusion and the imbalances that we continue to suffer in the body of Christ, broadly speaking. Because there are rules of engagement. You do not make doctrines out of a personal experience. Inasmuch as I continue to tell you about my personal experiences, they are uniquely, they were products of my hunger alongside the dimension that God would want to use me. And that is not a universal template for everyone to follow. And so the authority of Scripture remains Lord even over my experiences. I cannot bring my experiences and make it a template. This is usually how error starts. Because of the nature of my walk with God, He can vet my life and say, Apostle, based on my dealings with you, you cannot have more than 3 cars in your life. Based on my economy and my dealing with you, this is the most healthy state that will help you to be efficient spiritually. Now, if I build a doctrine out of that experience and I call everyone who has 4 or 5 or 6 cars, I say you are in error based on my gospel. Usually the ones I mentor will now take that doctrine, and it will not only become the error of Balaam, it will now become the way of Balaam, and by revelation it will become the doctrine of Balaam. It says the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the last days some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and the doctrines of demons. We need genuine spiritual illumination. You know that light came from God by what it does to darkness. When the light you bring refuses to affect darkness, then it was not light. The character of light that comes from Christ is that it must affect darkness. So if I lay hands on you and you become worse than you were when I met you, something must be checked. Now, I may not know, but it does not mean that it should not be checked. There were people who received impartations in meetings, and from that day, their spiritual lives went down. Not because of an attack. I'm not scaring you. I'm opening you up to these things. I came, this was what the Lord put in my heart to share even at this service. Illumination. We must trust God for grace. Having said that, I must also balance, especially for those that God has helped to be in ministry. There are too many options to allow members sit in a place where there is no genuine revelation. People are hungry. People are looking for truth. They are searching for truth. That's the reason why you must thank God for platforms like this. Every man of God, much more than inviting members, we have assignments to sit down and trust God to see. recycling messages as proof of our limitation when we plateau at a dimension and continue to give excuses, very soon the empty pews will be proof that our people are tired. It shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above all the mountains and over the hills, and then all nations shall flow through it. They will tell one another, come, let us go to the house of God, to the mount of Jacob. There he will teach us his ways. For out of Zion shall proceed the law. It's going to be a place of mentorship. Bethel, the place of bread, the hallowed bread of the Spirit, that when men sit down and lend us, when members lend us their 5, 2 hours, 3 hours, 1 hour, they must live with an experience. Darkness gone, light. Nobody leads what works. The difficulty in looking for membership is a letter from our darkness and our ignorance to us that we need more light. This is an uncomfortable teaching tonight, but please don't be dissatisfied. It's to stretch us and bring us to a point of stability and power and results where a territory can know that Christ is still Lord. Otherwise, we'll continue to fade like a garment and get to a point where darkness will arise and sit upon the throne of governance. He says, you are the light of the world. The definition of darkness is a territory without you, without your convictions, without your value system. Hallelujah. I consider it wicked for me to gather a people as a man of God and just recycle revelations and not have anything to tell them. We owe people growth. We owe them growth that comes by light. The body of knowledge allocated for the victory of the saints. Illumination. Let's take one more and then we round up for tonight. I know you're a man of the secret place because it is a place of genuine spiritual empowerment. The secret place is the place of the oil, is the place of the wine, is the place of grace, is the place of power. The generation that downplays the power of God is the generation that will lose relevance in God's program. Signs, wonders, transformation, the workings of God. And this has nothing to do with being in ministry. The place of spiritual empowerment. Jeremiah chapter 1. From verse 5 to 10. This was a conversation between the little Jeremiah. Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And ordained. Everybody say ordained. Say anointed. An ordination is not just a call to ministry. It's the authorization to be there. And the way God authorizes men is by bringing the oil that is responsible for the solution to be provided. If the oil is not on you, no matter what was done, you were not ordained. True ordination is the hand of God and the oil from the throne allocated for the revelation of a dimension of God committed to you that works all the time, not sometimes. There are many people who will tell you, I was called into the healing ministry and the healing result is 1/100. Something is wrong with that ordination. There is no testament. I'm called into the worship ministry and you write one song per year. There is no ordination. There is a desire, but there is no ordination. I'm a teacher of the word, and your sermons are full of confusions here and there. There is no ordination. I ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. Next verse, please. Then he said, Ah, Lord, behold, I cannot speak, for I'm a child. 7. But the Lord said, Say not that I'm a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand, and let me show you how God ordains men. He put his hand, touched my mouth, and he said, Behold, I have put my words. If I call you as a prophet, you will not say what you want to say. I must put something from me upon you. That your hand, O God, will come upon a man and turn that man to a sign and a wonder. Listen, if God tells you what he's calling you into, go and cry for the oil of that mission. Lord, I'm tired of bringing reproach to your name by proposing dimensions I cannot defend. Send help from heaven. Put something upon my life that is a testament of an encounter. Moses said, Pharaoh will not believe me. Rameses was my half-brother. I know the stubbornness of his heart. I need an evidence. There is no witness without an evidence. Please, let's trust God for grace for real results. Genuine results. Genuine results. Genuine results. Every assignment God gave you, there is an oil for it. Have you found it? This is why we are here tonight. There is some prayer we are going to pray tonight, and someone will have to take something this night and leave this place with it, knowing I came, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to House on the Rock. I came there and found the oil of my destiny. I've been a prophet for years, but tonight I found it. The ordination. Alabarasos calabrandes calabros cadiata. Salasi baha subra has cabadina katanda salakatos. In the next 5 minutes, I don't know how you are going to pray, but cry. Lord, the grace for the secret place. Number 2, the anointing, the mantle, and the ordination. Tired of looking like others, tired of fighting others. Brand my impact by your grace. Place something upon my life. Shalapakata. You are in ministry. Cry to the God of heaven. Skanda baranta shkala barakatos keba. Eprakatos shalekatos keba dekai. You are a worshiper. Called into the worship ministry. Where is the spirit of David that should be upon you? Oh, thou prophet, where is the spirit of Elijah? We see not the signs. Enama shena namadanata Those outside, please pray. Those online, pray. Here at House on the Rock, Joss, the Lord Himself opening men to portals, doorways and dimensions in the spirit. There has to be a way out, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, tonight I surrender everything. Lift your voice and pray. Everything. 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 Is someone praying? Oh God, let it be yours. Komi na na kane, komi na na kane, komi na na kane, komi na na kane. Yeshua, Hamashiach, komi na na. Yeshua, Hamashiach, komi na na kane, komi na na kane, komi na na kane, komi na na kane. Yeshua, Hamashiach, komi na na. Yeshua Hamashiach, komi na na kane, komi na na kane, komi na na kane, komi na na kane, komi na na kane. Yeshua Hamashiach. Listen to me. The Bible says, nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And he says, let every man that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Then he says, but in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, of wood and clay. He says that some vessels are unto honor and others unto dishonor. Then he says, if a man will purge himself, that man will be a vessel unto honor, meet for the master's use. You're going to lift up a prayer. Lord, what in my life must die for me to rise? It was in the year King Uzziah died that I saw the Lord. What must die for me to see a higher dimension? Take it, oh God. Take it, oh God. Lift your voice and pray. Every flesh, every lust, every pride that must die tonight. Every vain glory. Pray. Let that circumcision happen tonight. That's, oh God, let there be a sign. let there be a token upon my life. Let something from heaven come upon my life, that a generation will acknowledge that the hand of Jehovah is upon me. Patos Kabarananda, Egretes Kabata Katos, Kaparumsa Katos Kalata, Ebreta Satela Kata, Ebreketa. Lord, you have called me to be an intercessor. Where is the spirit of grace and supplication? Will it not come upon my life? Kaprande Sakata Brende Ketala Katos. Elama Shalamarana Masena Maya. You called me to be a leader. Where is the grace that was on Joseph? The spirit that provides influence. Pray. The flesh may be weak, but the spirit is winning. Yeah. Holy Spirit is walking across this congregation. And I'm hearing in my spirit separation. 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 There is a grace that is separating people right now. Separation. Men and women. An ordination is happening in this place. An ordination, an initiation into a dimension of glory, a dimension of grace, a dimension of power. Kelabaratas kabarata ketesh, kelabarakatosh. That prophetic dimension is coming upon you. I'm seeing a quickening. That prophetic dimension, real power, not just to talk but to speak. The grace, the unction from heaven.
Oh come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Oh come Emmanuel, will you ransom captive Israel? Oh come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel has come to you, his Israel.
There is an anointing for intimacy, grace to spend time with God.
Hallelujah! Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Father. You are seated on the throne.
I release that grace upon you. The spirit of hunger. Hunger for the things of God. Hunger that ministry cannot satisfy. Hunger that money cannot satisfy. I don't know who this man of God is, but there is an anointing coming on this man. This man on suit. Strange grace I see in the spirit. You are drinking of the wine of the spirit. You will never, never be the same. Never be the same. Want to pray a prayer? The grace for genuine signs, wonders, and miracles. Many of the things we call signs and wonders, we should be ashamed of if we look at it from the light of God's word. That the oppressed are genuinely delivered. Age-long captivities vanish within a service. The lifetime of a service is too long for people's captivity to remain. There are people tonight that must drink of that wine. The grace to stand in the office of the Christ and to minister power and life. That when men see you, they rejoice because they know their captivity has come to an end. To appoint unto them that mourn. I decree and declare, oh God, like the dew of Hermon, someone must catch this grace. It may not be everybody, but what? Where is that one who has been fasting? Where is that one whose heart has touched your mercy? That must carry a grace tonight for genuine signs and wonders. I pray by the spirit of grace, may that mantle find someone right now. May that grace find someone right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Help that woman, please. So she doesn't injure herself. Hallelujah. Who is Amos? Amos. I hear name Amos. Amos. Who is Godiah? Godiah. I'm hearing a name, Godiah. Who is that, please? What's your name, my friend?
Amos.
What's your name, sir?
Amos.
Pastor, can you spare me 5 minutes? This is called the house on the rock. Thank you. My friend, I want to pray for you. You love Jesus? I'll pray for you. What do you do?
I play football.
I want to pray for you. This is more than football. There is a prophetic grace on your life. It's more than football. The angel of the Lord is asking me to stand here. Bring the person here that shouts under the anointing. I want to speak to the person. The power of God is coming on that person now. It's a loud shout. A loud shout to the hearing of everybody. Please pick the person and bring. Mighty God. There is a woman here. You came here trusting God for the fruit of the womb. Please, where are you? A woman. I don't know if she's outside. I command that spirit. Now! Let her go now! Did the Bible not say now the Lord is that spirit? And it says where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty. Let me tell you, except God is not God, what followed you this night must let you go now. Madam, please stand up. Don't cry. House on the rock. Pastor, God bless you for putting this meeting. God bless you. God bless you. Every time people are touched, it's amazing how little opportunities like this just take away. Madam, I don't know you, but the Lord, I'm seeing like a towel wiping your tears. And the Lord is saying, I should tell you, in the month of August, I'm stretching my hands towards you because I'm seeing like oil. Hold her, please, and just keep her down. The favor of God is coming upon your life. The month of August is a strange month of lifting for you. This is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Captivity comes to an end now by the power of the Holy Spirit. If he is here, and if he came, we should know, and they should know. I release you. This guy, I'm seeing this guy tied from head to toe. Right now, I declare in the name of Jesus, be released from everything that is not the Christ. I declare it in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone will start running under the anointing. Please hold that person and bring that person out for me now. This row, right now. This rope, like run, literally, physical, run. I told you, hold the person. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. From within, spirit to take. In the name of Jesus, I stretch my hands over this gentleman and I declare, I'm seeing upon this man the spirit of a wanderer moving around and not doing anything. I declare right now by the spirit of grace, be free now and forever. In the name of Jesus, my sister on the ground, I take away what is on your stomach, that the devil has put in your stomach to be said in 3 years that it was fibroid. I take it out now by the Spirit of God. See, let me teach you something. You see, every time God puts meetings like this, be discerning to register your presence. Even if it's a marriage seminar, if you hear God is coming, come too. Is this man a man of God? This man seated, are you a pastor, sir? Please come. Your life is about to change. I don't know you from anywhere. You're a pastor where, sir? In here, House on the Rock?
No.
Where?
A pastor of church.
Your own church?
Yes, sir.
What's the name?
Fountain of Life Ministry.
Fountain of Life. You are a great teacher of the word. But in addition to the teaching ministry, you are entering a strange dimension of the healing ministry. Truly you love the Lord, but I pray for you. Capacity in the spirit. I stretch my hands by the grace of God and the office that anoints and imparts. I release you into this dimension from today. Turn into another man. I set you on fire and I measure 1,000 cubits of this ministry, and I speak by the spirit of grace. Enter a new season and a new dimension of power. In addition to the grace that will teach, you carry the grace that will heal. In the name of Jesus. Madam, excuse me, what's your name? Hold on. Where are you? What tribe are you?
Igbo.
You are Igbo?
Yes, sir.
I'm seeing an angel giving me a gift. What's your name?
Gift Chinyere.
Your name is Gift
Chinyere.
That is the gift that God is about to give you. How long have you been married?
A young 6 months now.
And nothing is happening.
I lost two, sir.
You lost two?
Yes, sir. Miscarriages.
Madam, it's not miscarriages. They happen after the dreams you had. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Let's not go into it. But there is a God in heaven. Amen. Just hear me. God is still alive, oh. And is alive tonight here at House on the Rock. There is a God in heaven. My brothers and my sisters, don't get used to your pain. There is a God in heaven. Every challenge is at the mercy of the grace that confronts it. Madam, you believe in Jesus? I want you to shout Jesus as loud as you can. Look at me. Go and prepare. I'm seeing a baby girl. The Lord is bringing it. I declare that the power and the yoke behind this. Make sure you return to testify, oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be over. Tell your husband. Look at me. Tell your husband that a man of God at House on the Rock said to tell him he is healed.
Amen.
Does this make sense to you? Go and tell him.
Yes, sir.
There is a condition he has that he's not even aware of. I must pray for you because it can affect your birth. Tell him that he's healed. Let's just leave it there.
Amen.
Are we together? In the name of Jesus Christ. You too, my dear? You're married? How long?
6 months.
6 months.
Yes,
someone's sister is married 7 years, no child. 7 years, no child. We're in the congregation here. 7 years. We're rounding up. 7 years. I just felt in my heart to just let God change people's lives this night. 7 years, no child. Please make sure you don't come out randomly. Let's have someone just vet them here so they don't. You? Are you married?
Who's my sister?
If you come out for a foot of the womb, please make sure you're married. Your sister, where is she? Hold on. They did your introduction and the guy left. Who is that? Who is the person? They did your introduction. Oh, people were happy and everything tore apart again. You have now reduced to nothing. Who is that? I need to pray for you now. You are a lady. You are wearing white. Where are you? This is what I'm seeing in the spirit. Who is that? Don't cry, my dear. Please don't cry. Jesus is Lord. You see, let me tell you the truth. People are going through real problems. Real problems. And just because people fake prophecy here and there and manipulate things, does not mean God does not reach people. This is one thing that God is raising people to correct. Just because here and there are all kinds of things, and then there's no soundness of the word, and here and there people take advantage of people and manipulate people, it should not make you scared of the investments of the Spirit. It's for the advantage of the saints. My dear, look at me. You're a copper here?
Bauchi State.
You came from Bauchi State?
Yes.
My God. Why are they here? Mama, please, why is she here? Your sister? No child?
7 years.
7 years married, no child. Mama, where are you from, please?
I'm from Imo.
You are from Imo State. Can we pray for your sister?
Yes.
What's her name, ma?
Emilia.
Emilia. In the name of Jesus, here at House on the Rock, we agree as the Church of the Lord that after these 7 years, she must have a child and give birth like the Hebrew women. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. My dear, where is your sister?
Hi, Paul.
What's her name?
Hephzibah.
Yes, she doesn't have a child?
Yes, sir.
How long?
Getting to 3 years.
Getting to 8 years. 3 years. She's not been pregnant.
Yes, she has dreams. After the dreams.
Don't worry. Let me talk to you. By the end of this month, she should go to the hospital for a test. In the name of Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of the Living God. And the dream that she has of a man coming to sleep with her and then everything happens, we declare in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, blotting out every handwriting and every ordinance that spoke against us, the Bible says he nailed it to the cross. We enforce that reality now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, why are these people here? Marriages, fruit of the womb. How many of you? I just want to pray for you. You believe God will give it to you? Please don't try. Don't come hoping it will happen or not. No. I know you've been prayed for. Every challenge is at the mercy of the grace that confronts it. Before you believe a man, find out about him. Jesus Christ put his manifesto in scripture so that we'll look at. The Bible says to minister according to the measure of grace. I pray for you. In the name that is above all names, by the Spirit that raised Christ from the dead. My sister, look at me. Shout Jesus. That's not Jesus. You are shout Jesus. She's shy. Don't be. Place your hand on your stomach. I'm seeing something tied around your stomach. I lose it now. 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 By the Spirit of grace. Look what is happening to her. She was just shouting Jesus. She's not even aware. Ah, the Spirit of God. A time will come, church will become like a viewing center. Whether there's service or not, people will come and sit there because they would have learned that there is a residue of the presence of God. Church is not a nuisance to civilization. No. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, regardless of what the medical condition is, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, return with your child. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's one of you here, your sister will have twins. The power of God will come on that person now. No, listen. This is an exact prophecy. That's the lady. Go and tell your sister that God visited her here at House on the Rock. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, for all of you trusting God for fruit of the womb, in Jesus' name, return with it. Return with it.
Amen.
There is a banker here. There is trouble in your bank right now as I'm speaking. I'm seeing someone we don't have. I'm seeing an issue that has to do with your bank where you work. And I must pray for you. Please, when I pray for you, you can return back to your seat. We're rounding up. This is the lady that came out. My dear, look at me. Where are you from? What do you have to do with Makodi?
I'm from Benue State.
You're from Benue State. Jesus be praised. Let every other name fade away. that he has been exalted above every name, thrones, dominions, and every name that is named, of things in the earth, of things under the earth. There is a name. There are names, but there is a name. The name of Jesus is not a chant, it's not a charm, it's not a genie. It is a name with an office that backs it. I declare oppression not just over your life, but over your family. Let it be gone like smoke before the wind. In the name of Jesus Christ. And may the Lord restore you. And for all of you here, gentlemen, football is what you do. That's all you do. Where is the pain around your leg? Which one? Lift it up. How would I know someone put a bandage on his leg? Look at that. Because I looked at that and I saw a bandage and I saw a pain. This came from football. But there is a God in heaven. Listen to me. We'll round up this prayer by praying. If this thing is not on you, don't act like it is there. Pray to come genuinely. Believe God for it. Our generation has too much results to work with shadows. We need to bring the substance of spiritual reality. We need to defend the things that we propose. My brother, you believe in miracles? You believe in miracles? How long has this been?
It's been close to 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yes, sir.
Touch it. I bring you the life and the power of this kingdom that we so talk about. In the name of Jesus. Look at me. Run. Go. Jump up and down. Any pain. Look at this. Completely. In the name of Jesus. Any pain. What happened to you now?
I'm healed.
Completely. Check it. Check it. Make sure you are not faking it. Look at this. Look at this. Lose the bandage. Let every other name fade away. Jesus, take your place.
Jesus, take your place. Jesus, take your place. Let all the other names fade away. Let all the other names fade away.
And the gentleman is even surprised. Stand up, sir. You see, I know that you play football, but there is a real prophetic grace upon your life. You understand? This is how to tell people you came to church. You go back and say, I went to church. I went to church. This is proof that he is alive. There is a God that sits in heaven. My brother, look at me. The Lord will take you to a dimension that this that was once a bandage may it become something that will empower you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. What's your name, sir?
I'm Amos. My name, sir.
You're Amos. What do you do, sir?
Commercial driver.
You're a commercial driver?
Yes, sir.
Where?
The angels.
I want to pray with you. Who is building? Who is building a house? I hope you will not be embarrassed, sir. Can I talk to you, sir? Because I need to pray for you, sir. You may not need to come out. Let me just honor you where you are. But I want to pray for you. You see, ba, wickedness is real. I don't know this man, but the power of God is coming on you now. This our father lifting his hands. An anointing is coming on you. It's called the finisher's anointing. The Bible says, please help him, the hand of Zerubbabel. Why will you start a project and resources vanish just like that? Help the man, please. Because this is what I'm seeing in the spirit. This man starts a project and what the problem with him is what is on you. This one raising your hand. Come. Are you building? You. Hold on, please. Let me talk to you. There is stand up. The trouble, this guy, you are from Edo State. Where are you from? Edo State.
Yes, sir.
Benin.
Yes, sir.
That's where the house is.
Yes, sir.
I need to pray for you. Look at me, my friend. You need to amend your way. Stand up. God is not a herbalist. Huh? Your relationship with God is very... Look at me. Don't feel embarrassed. I'm not here to embarrass you. This is church. Huh? You know what the Bible calls cares. You have to... You see, let me tell you. You are not truly born again till your association changes. There's no such thing as it does not matter. You are either there or you are not there. Period. So you must summon the courage to edit your relationships by the Spirit of God. But I must pray for you. The kind of speed that will come, and look at me, receive grace to not be arrogant. You hear what I'm telling you? I will stop there. You see, when you say my power and the might of my hands, yesterday I taught at our Kingdom Well Summit, in this kingdom we don't own things. Owners are rebels. We are only stewards. Whatever you own, you maintain by yourself. This is the cause of high blood pressure. The Bible says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. I pray for you. There is a grace. Let me talk to him. Give him the mic. Tell me what happened in your dream last night when you slept.
I saw myself in a meeting like this because I'm a copper here in Jos. I don't even know.
That's what. Just talk to me. You saw me in your dream.
Yes, I.
What
know.
Was I doing?
In a meeting like this, we are ministering because I normally play your messages.
But I'm that's talking. Not the first time. The last time before this dream, what did you see? Can you remember? You had a dream, and hands were laid on you. You need to be serious with God, my friend. The Lord loves you. But I know you are listening to these messages, but you see, when you are still rooted in certain aspects of culture, they will interrupt your growth process. Doesn't matter what you are listening to. The kingdom itself is a culture, and there are certain habits that may be subliminal. We may not know. We've been environmentally conditioned to reject certain dimensions of God. We must embrace God, right? There are cultures where if you have it, you must show it. That's how you get respect. In the kingdom, we are cultured into another kind of lifestyle. May the God of all grace help you. Hold my hands. You drink of this grace. You will never be the same. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Fire is coming on your hands, my sister, the one standing. You don't have to come here. Right there. It's over. In the name of Jesus Christ. We have to round up. One day I'm sure that God will create a greater platform to really be able to minister to his people. Hallelujah. Where is the overflow? Outside. Okay, here, one here. Both overflows. The power of God will come on someone here and someone here. We're rounding up, but bring the person here, please. One here and one here. Wherever, doesn't matter where the overflow is. It's a sign. Please pick the person. The angel of the Lord. Bring in. Please don't rough handle them. Just hold them with honor. And then we're going to pray. Am I wasting your time tonight? Just praise the Lord. Just a few minutes. They've not paid your father. There is some money that is supposed to have come to your father. This thing is close to, is at least 5 years. This is, I don't know whether this is some money that you have prayed, you have gotten lawyers, the family has. Where is that person? Help them. My friend, that gentleman raising your hand, is that the situation? Just lift your hand right where you are. The power of God is coming on you now. And the money for your parents, I don't know what is it that has been tied, but in the name of Jesus Christ, we command a release by the Spirit of God right now. In the name of Jesus. This is the person from the overflow. My friend, that spirit, out of him now, by the power that raised Christ from the dead, let his destiny go. I release you now. My God, oppression is real, Lord. But again, there is a name that is above every other name. It's not just a scripture to recite, it's a reality to experience. Not just you, my dear, but your entire family, be free now by the God of heaven. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you this, if there is any family here under the sound of my voice that things are not working for, regardless what you do, you know what I mean, that all doors close, shakatos kabata, I stand right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. If you belong to that category, at the count of three, as I pray, the power of God comes on you and opens that door. 1, 2, 3, that door be open now. Be open now. Every closed door over any family, just I speak to you by the rod of a higher priesthood, doors be open now. Be open now. Be open now. To a church like this, for a meeting like this, the lifetime of your impact should last. One service is enough for your life to change. Why should you come with doors closed and go back with doors closed? I say it again, I don't know what has refused to open, but I join my faith with the faith of the servants of God here. I shout it by the Spirit of God. At the count of three, I don't care for how long, be open now. Be open now. Be open now. Hallelujah. I want to pray. The Lord is showing me a vision. I'm seeing a cry. Have they appointed commissioners? Not yet. We have to pray. There is somebody that is the will of God for him to come there, but I'm seeing people try to talk the governor away to remove the name, and it is God's will. Now I'm not necessarily talking about it here, but in the name of Jesus, I declare right now that the powers of the Medes and the Persians will not interrupt the government of Jos. I speak to you in parables and I speak to you by the Spirit. Hallelujah. We have to cancel death. I'm seeing one of the kings in this land very sick. And if we don't pray, I'm seeing an obituary like death. Somebody, one of the ruling elders, one of the local, I'm not a prophet of doom, please. I don't just come and prophesy nonsense. This is coming so that God will redeem his people. But in the name of Jesus, we extend his life. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, we extend his life. In the name of Jesus. My dear, Look at me. That rejected stone. Don't cry. That rejected stone will become the chief cornerstone. Don't let anyone despise you. I minister hope and healing to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And that every voice that is not of the Christ, I declare that it must let you go.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Any project your hand started, that resources just vanished, I stand by the power of prophecy and I speak to you. Please hear the word of the Lord. I speak by the Spirit of grace. Between now and the end of this month, I stand in the name of Jesus Christ. I decree and declare speed over that project now. Who is Yabo? We have to close. Yabo. Y-A-B-O. Yabo. Is that a name? Is that a surname? Is that someone's? I'm hearing a name. Yabo. Yabo, that should be Y-A-B-O or something like that. And we want to pray for that person's family. But in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm declaring, I'm still seeing this guy. I don't know whether the person is here or not. Every trouble that will implicate you in the bank, that you're working in the bank, and I'm seeing something that has to do with money missing, and they ask everybody to pay huge millions of naira, and in the name of Jesus, we cancel it by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Come again. You work in the bank. Oh, I see. What bank, sir?
CBN.
CBN. You work in CBN. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon the lot of the righteous. It says, lest they dip their hands in iniquity. I pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord himself protect and preserve you. By all means, he will give you peace. Always. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. My God. Sometimes you just check the time. Madam, come. What is wrong with you? If she can't speak English, any language she can speak, there should be some. Look at me. I'm looking at you and I'm seeing something joining me and you.
Yes.
What tribe are you?
I'm Taro.
The baby will cry. Somebody, a mother or so, help the baby. Don't take the child far from the mother. The child is going to cry. Just hold the child. Sorry, young man. I have to pray for you, my dear. Cry. May God forbid what I'm seeing. In the name of Jesus. I'm looking at this woman and I'm already seeing a coffin with a woman inside. This is what I'm seeing. Let me tell you the truth. Wickedness should not scare you. What is? The boy has been what? To come here. Oh my God. I'm looking at this woman and I'm seeing something that has been finished. This is a woman that has died. They've covered. Please don't cry. Cry. Madam, stand up. This is her. This is the boy. Soul. But the last Adam, a life-giving spirit. Madam, look at me. Hold my hands. In the name of Jesus, I speak to death. It knows my voice. I command it to pass over you. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And the authority of witchcraft, the ordinances, the tokens of death. I declare, O death, where is thy sting? And O grave, where is thy victory? We decree and declare. And for this young man, may the God who raises men raise this boy. Like Jeremiah, may he become mighty. Like Joshua, may you be a warrior. In the name of Jesus Christ. And everything that is not of God, madam, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Let it be over right now. In the name of Jesus. Who is Habila? Habila. I promise you a few minutes and we're done. I apologize. Habila. 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 I'm hearing the name Habila. Somebody's father is in Jute. Now, currently, on admission, lying down in Jute. That's Jos University, Jos University Teaching Hospital. Jute. We have to pray. I'm seeing. Who is this gentleman? What's your name, sir?
Habila Mark.
Habila Mark.
Yes, sir.
That's your name. Where are you from?
From Plateau State, sir.
Plateau State.
Yes, sir.
Ina mama?
Then I Gida.
Gida Ina. Go and tell mama that in the name of Jesus, she will not cry between now and the end of the year.
Amen.
You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I will leave it there. It will not be that she will call people and say, so how can I atafi? We rebuke it now in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray. Just listen. I just saw a ghastly motor accident. A car and Keke Napep, this tricycle, these boys, just negotiating a bend, and it just hit someone. And the person who would have died, the family member, is here. The power of God will come on that person now. No. It's not a general prayer. It's a specific individual. Now, as I'm praying, God is going to deliver. Hold on, sir. I deliver your wife from death. Come. I'm seeing that the devil would have killed your wife. It would have been that by now, you will be a widower.
Had an accident today.
Today,
with the Keke Napep.
This is what I'm saying. Keke Napep.
Yes.
Where?
At between just this.
Wife, where are you? Is she?
She's around.
Wife.
Today.
She's at. Oh my God! Look at this. Don't cry, my dear. You are before the God of heaven. Look at. And you would have said, "How can I Allah Sharia?" You see what we're saying now? Don't cry, my dear. Ghastly motor accident orchestrated by hell. There is a God, oh, there is a God that sits on the circles of the earth. When men vent their pride, he watches in his majesty. If he doesn't act, it's an act of his mercy, not weakness. My sister, please do not fear. There is a God in heaven. You will live long with your husband. The Bible says, how many children do you have? Two.
Children, yes, sir. Two.
Only?
Yes, sir. Even God for two.
Look at me. 1, 2, 3, 4. This is what I'm seeing. There's two more. How many children did you plan to have?
Four.
So two more on the way. I'm sorry for embarrassing you. Mbaku, please. The plan is not to embarrass you. So, madam, congratulations in Jesus' name. You too, congratulations in Jesus' name. You will never give birth to foolish children in Jesus' name. You will give birth to princes, Deborahs, Esthers. My dear, I declare death, will never come around your vicinity in the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid. Look, let me tell you, if death is following you, even if you miss a flight, a train will kill you. When once you are appointed to death, it's only the spirit of life that will free you. So it's not refusing to enter Keke Napep. You'll say, okay, I won't enter Keke Napep, or I won't carry anything. No, these things are spiritual. But in the name of Jesus, I minister life to you, and I minister life to your husband. I declare both of you, an anointing is coming on both of you, and it's a grace for wealth. Receive it now, two of you. Grace for wealth. The Lord is putting something upon your shoulder, and he's shifting you to a dimension of increase. You can be wealthy and still be godly. Psalm 112. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commands. He said his seed shall be mighty upon earth. Then he says the generation of the upright shall be blessed. He says wealth and riches shall be in his house, and in spite of it, his righteousness endures forever. Praise the Lord. My dear, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that you are free, free from the spirit of death by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Everyone here trusting God for a job. Let's settle this thing once and for all. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hold on, please. You are a caterer, but nobody patronizes you. This thing does not work. Where are you? Madam, come. Because the woman is crying and I'm hearing her cry in the spirit. Madam, please look at me. You cook, like, you know what I mean by what they call them here? Like for weddings, birthdays, and you, she does
yes,
it.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Yet the patronage is not there.
Everything.
Hold on. I'm seeing this woman hold a man walking. Then I'm not seeing a man again. I'm seeing the man gone and only the woman walking. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing two people, like wedding now, from the altar walking, and then later I see the woman walking alone. Where is your husband? Madam, in the name of Jesus, the boy wants impartation. In the name of Jesus, madam, I declare, I don't know what it is that you do, but in Jesus' name, we declare here at House on the Rock, here in Jos, we speak to your business. Everything that is alive grows. Growth is a characteristic of living things. So when a thing does not grow, it means it's not alive. Therefore, we give life and we command growth to be the proof of that life. Let your business grow by the power that raised Christ from the dead. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is a medical person here. You are not a student, but you are writing and you are about to write an exam. That means you are a doctor. You are a full doctor. But there is an exam. There's something like that. Am I right? Just correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just saying. You're not an undergraduate, please. You are not an undergraduate, but there's... Who failed the one he wrote before? Don't be embarrassed. This, I just want to pray because... He failed the first time. Who wrote in Ghana? Do they write that exam in Ghana? I'm seeing someone writing in Ghana. Accra, Ghana, that's what I mean. Medical, a Nigerian who... Nigerian medical exam, but it has to do in Ghana. In the name of Jesus Christ, don't know where he is, but for your brother that failed, it doesn't mean he's dull. In the name of Jesus, we empower his mind and we declare that he must pass. You too, you are writing the exam, you are a doctor. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare this will be your first time writing it. Go and excel. In the name of Jesus, go and excel. We decree, we establish it by the Spirit of God. There is a spirit in man, Elihu said, and the inspiration of the Almighty can make men of understanding. We declare that you will be of quick understanding. In Jesus' name I pray. Please, madam, don't cry. Madam, don't cry. In the name of Jesus. Madam, don't cry. If I continue to prophesy here, you see we're going to spend the whole night. We have to find somewhere and just stop tonight. God will bring me again in the name of Jesus Christ. And much more than bringing me, God will raise many. In addition to the many that he has raised. So that across the length and the breadth of this city, there will be voices. When Satan hears no in Bukuru, before he gets to Dadinkowa, you hear another no. And all we will drive darkness even from this land. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord honor you. Your name is Patience, but they call you Patience. It sounds funny, but... You know, we will say patience, but they call you patience. Is there someone like that? You are not, don't be embarrassed, you are not very tall. And you are wearing like a jacket. Is it a jacket or a patience? Outside? What's her name?
Patience.
From where, my dear?
From Kaduna.
Kaduna.
Yes.
You call her Patience.
In the office.
In the office.
Yes.
Tonight, leave this conference knowing there is a God in heaven. Leave this conference knowing. Ubangiji kai kadai kai sayabo. Allah ngode makaya. Ubangiji kai kadai kai sayabo. Shame and reproach leaves your life, my dear. I stretch my hands now and I declare in the name of Jesus that everything that represents shame and reproach, that name Ichabod, I declare that it leaves your life forever in the name of Jesus. And for you, my dear, I pray for you. The Lord himself will keep you from evil. That prayer, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, is a powerful prayer. I pray that prayer for you. Your innocence will not be manipulated and taken advantage of. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord preserve you by his Spirit. In Jesus' name. Let's lift our hands. We have to round up. Father, in the name that is above all names, we thank you for this encounter tonight. You are here. Please drop your hands in for a minute. You are here, scattered across the overflow and right in here. And whilst you saw the Lord move, touching people, blessing people, the Lord began to speak to you that there is need to make your ways right. I believe that people should be born again. People must be born again. Jesus is a serious matter. It's not an option. He said, ye must be born again. You are here, you probably have found yourself in the things of God, but for whatsoever reason, things went haywire, and you just know that you need him. I'm going to count 1 to 5. Our time is up. Inside, outside, run like there's fire on the mountain, and come and stand here. 1.
Kominana kane. Yeshua HaMashiach. Kominana kane. Yeshua.
Keep coming. Apostle, I'm not sure if I'm born again or not. Join them. I'm not sure. I don't know the name of what I'm doing. I just know I don't seem to be an evil person. When you are not sure, there is something called the assurance of salvation. Please make your way quickly. Don't be ashamed. Don't say I came together with my family and then I'm ashamed, and so on and so forth. Don't allow him. Don't allow the devil take advantage of you. He must perfect your experience tonight. Keep coming. You must be born again. The more we have people who are saved, the more we have bodies that God can use to glorify himself. Every one of you standing here, please don't be embarrassed. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Some of you are crying. When he comes, he will never condemn you. He's the spirit of grace and the spirit of love. Lift your right hand and please pray. You're not reciting a poem. Jesus is here. Let it be from the depth of your heart. Pray after me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it again, Lord Jesus. Tonight, I believe in you, that you are the Son of God. I come to you just as I am. Just help those under the anointing. This night, I declare that Jesus is my Lord. Jesus, my Savior. Jesus, my King. I receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I declare that I reign. I want to pray for you now. Say after me, I'm a child of God. I have the life of God. From today and forever, I belong to Jesus and I will live for Him. Jesus, I present to you the ones you died for. I stretch my hands over every one of you, and according to the authority of Scripture, I declare your sins forgiven. And I declare that the grace to live a victorious life comes upon you right now. The power of sin, the power of death, the power of the flesh is broken once and for all over your life. And I decree and declare that the grace to walk in victory is given to you. Every guilt, every shame, every pain, every hurt, I declare that it is gone right now. In the name of Jesus, I welcome you to the family of God. And I declare in the name of Jesus, you will go forward and forward and forward alone. In Jesus' name. Okay, now this is what I want you to do. All of you, there are a number of you who are rounding up. Please, all of you in concert. Okay, I know that there are a number of you. Now, I believe that the officials here will speak to you very briefly. You'll be very brief. Just follow through with them. If you need to complete anything, please complete it legibly and truthfully. Remember, you are now saved. All of you this way in concert, let's honor them as they go. Please celebrate them as they go. Hold on. What's that? She's not well. Okay, Mama, hold my hand. In the name of Jesus, I set you free. Whatever it is, whether it is madness, help her. Out now! I declare in the name of Jesus, complete healing for you. In Jesus' name. So please drive all of them. Just let them have. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I gave a prophecy yesterday during the Kingdom Wealth Summit that I would like to say again, that there is a mighty revival that is brewing in Jos, and very soon there is going to be a strange move of God the way it was before. Our generation has hardly seen a real move of God at a territorial level, but I know by the Spirit of God, with all the ministries that are working, this is not something that one man will birth. It's going to be a synergy. And that does not necessarily mean working together. It means God Himself distributing dimensions of Himself, and together like a mighty army, something will happen in this land that will cause many to come. It's not only Tin and Columbine that will bring people. The nations will flow to this region and say, God is doing something here. And I pray that the Lord will bless every one of you. On short notice, within 24 hours, you made out time to be here. I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus, you will return with the evidence of His presence. And every other issue of concern, whether I mentioned it or not, I agree with you that it becomes your testimony. And for the members of House on the Rock, we declare that the next level is your prophecy. You rise from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Pastor, thank you. Jos, thank you. The Lord bless you.
Do you know with Dunamis Hope, your business, services, events can reach millions of people across the world? Dunamis Hope is what you need for your song promotion and advert placement. Reach us on 081-2344-7652. Dunamis Hope, setting men on fire for God through media.